Let me, before I speak, I just want to recite some prayers to the mother. You can listen whichever way, hands, eyes closed, eyes open, but just me.
कालाभ्रावाम कटाक्षैररिकुलभयदाम मौलिबन्धेन्दुरेखाम शंखम चक्रम कृपाणम त्रिशिखिमपि करैर उद्वहन्तीं त्रिनेत्राम सिंहस्कन्धादिरूढाम त्रिभुवनमखिरम तेजसा पूरयन्तीं ध्याये दुर्गां जयाख्यां त्रिदश परिवृतां सेवितां सिद्धिकामैः विद्युद्दां समप्रभां मृगपतिं स्कन्दस्थितां भीषणां कन्याभिकरवालकैटबिलसहस्ताभिरा सेवितां हस्तैश्चक्रगदासिखैटविशिखां चापं गुणं तर्जनीं बिभ्राणां मललात्मिकां शशिधरां दुर्गां त्रिनेत्रां भजे या श्री स्वयं सुकृतिनां भवनेष्वलक्ष्मी पापात्मनां कृतधियां हृदयेषु बुद्धिः श्रद्धा सतां कुलजन प्रभवस्य लज्जा तां त्वां नतास्म परिपालय देवि विश्वम् किं वर्णयाम तव रूपमचिन्त्यमेत किं चातिवीर्यमसुरक्षयकारि भूरि किं चाहवेषु चरितानि तवाद्भुतानि सर्वेषु देव्यसुरदेवगणादिकेषु हेतुः समस्तजगतां त्रिगुणापि दोषैर्न ज्ञायसे हरिहरादिभिरप्यपारा सर्वाश्रयाखिलमिदं जगदंसभूतः मव्याकृता हि परमा प्रकृतिस्त्वमाद्या सर्वमङ्गलमाङ्गल्ये शिवे सर्वार्थसाधिके शरण्ये त्र्यम्बके गौरी नारायणी नमोऽस्तुते जयन्ती मङ्गलाकाली भद्रकाली कपालिनी दुर्गा क्षमा शिवा धात्री स्वाहा स्वधा नमोऽस्तुते या देवी सर्वभूतेषु मातृरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः Thank you. This was all, the recitation were from one of the prominent texts that I did my my doctorate or PhD, whatever you want to call it, known as Durga Saptasati. Sapta, seven, Shati, 100. 700 verses dedicated to the Mother Divine. Durga Saptashati, and then there is another textbook very prominent in the Tantra science, which we will be making a reference for the weekend workshop, Saundarya Lahari. So Swami Rama of the Himalayas and Swami Veda, Swami Rama of the Himalayas has given many talks, lectures, So Saundarya Lahari becomes a prominent text in Tantra. Swamiji has given lectures on it. Swami Veda spoke many times. And so is on Durga Saptasati. So to me, what Mother Divine is, what I recited. What I recited, what was the meaning? That, O Mother, you are the only one that exists.
within and without. Anything and everything dwells in you. Anything and everything comes out of you or have come out of you. Tvam Vaishnavi Shaktir Ananta Virya Vishwasya Vijam Paramasi Maya. You are the Maya, also delusion at the same time. The one who helps us to go beyond Maya. In our tradition, the word Maya that we speak of in Vedanta philosophy, Maya is an illusion, but in our tradition, Maya is not seen an illusion, it's seen as Mother Divine. We worship that Maya to make us cross the delusion, the illusion of the world, which is not real, and make us to see the reality. It says that every molecule, every cell, living, non-living, it's your form, O Mother. What can be spoken about that concept of Mother? It's a philosophy. It's also a concept. It's a principle that exists in each and every one of us. The worship of Mother, the invocation of Mother, the meditation of Mother or meditation on Mother, it simply comes down to one particular thought, is may I be a Mother. Swami Veda spoke one time and maybe many times also, but one particular time I have heard on tapes, a principle of Jagadamba. I think he was here. So he says, we worship Mother Divine to invoke, to create, to cultivate the principle of Jagadamba in each and every one of us. It's not a matter of male and female from that point. Jagadamba, the Jagat, the world, Amba means the mother of the universe. What else you want to know? She is the mother of the universe. She is the energy field in all of us. The movement that we are able to do. The function of whether the physical or at the breathing level or at the mental level or all the way to the Atman level. The prana that makes us to move and coordinate and function, it's Mother. Medhasi Devi Vidita Akhila Shastra Sara Durgasi Durga Bhavasagara Naura Sangha. When I asked Swami Veda, he said, just sing. So that's how I learned singing. He said, what else? Just sing. What am I singing? The glory. What is that glory? That I see nothing than Mother. Vidya samasta tava devi veda. Veda means forms. Tava means yours. O Mother, vidya, all the knowledge of the world, all the knowledge there is, it's you. So whenever you have a knowledge, whenever you want to acquire, receive or gain a knowledge, pray to Mother, because she herself is the knowledge. Istriyah samasta sakala jagatsu, all the forms of human beings, it's you. To ekaya puritam amyam etat kate stuti tabya para parokti. O Mother, if I want to worship you, if I want to know you, just love each and every human being. See that Mother concept or Mother principle in each. Every one of us know the relationship of yours with your Mother. How would you describe? What would you describe? How can I describe how my Mother brought me into this very world? Before she kept me in her womb for 9 months, the Mother Divine has brought this Jagat, the world, forth. What else? By thinking, by even mere thought of that everything comes out of mother. I have come because of mother. You are filled with compassion, absolute gratitude. No question there is. Kuputro jayeta kvachadapi kumata nabhavati, says Durga Saptashati. He says, mother cannot be unfaithful or quote unquote the word bad or non-compassionate because she is simply mother. It's a natural. Kuputro jayeta, we can go against. We can because we may turn. We may think otherwise. That is why the concept of mother in my tradition, in your tradition, is a very prominent practice, prominent sadhana, prominent meditation. All the practices that are taught are going to lead or should lead, supposed to lead us to Mother Divine. The Himalayan tradition, I'm sure many of you know, is a tradition of Tantra science. And great traditions, as the Himalayan tradition, their foundation is based on Tantra science. And in the Tantra science, which we'll speak on the seminars more, is based on worshipping 10 great Mahavidyas, 10 great sciences. Out of 10 Mahavidya, great sciences, Sri Vidya is the highest one. Sri Vidya is the sublime one. And Sri Vidya is the foundation of the Himalayan tradition. So as we teach, or as the masters teach us, they are actually making us, preparing us, giving us qualification that one day you will be there where you are worshipping the mother. Qualification. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu. Sarva Bhuta means all. Bhuta means the human beings. Body is made of bhuta elements. All the elements, whether this body is made of elements or anything, all the elements, 36 elements, is mother. In which form? Matri Rupena Sanstita. I see mother in them. There is a verse also, says the height of the glory. Like the question is, how much can I speak? Those who are actual mother worshipper, those who are there in all times in the mother's consciousness, even if when they think of in a verbal manner or when they hear, they go into trance. One of the sage known as Shukadeva, he taught one of the prominent texts called Bhagavat Purana, and he did not mention of Mother Divine anywhere. So the explanation Vyasa gives, because he were narrating, he was explaining, if and he purposely did not mention the name of the mother, because if he does, he will go into samadhi, and who knows how many eons that he will be in samadhi. So therefore he refrained. So when Swami Veda speaks, he will speak something that sometimes it doesn't make sense. What is this? Because the core is not in explaining. The core is in sitting and understanding, by in which you understand your mother. Your mother, a human being, but the divine mother is the mother of all mothers. And in that mother concept is male and female, all are involved. So when I recite, I just go into the presence of the Mother Divine. That's Durga Saptashati, the text that I'm mentioning. It's all Swami Veda asked me, what else you want to know? Memorize, sing. So it says, Devasuram Abhudyuddham Purnamavdashatam Pura, says the concept is, the good and bad fight. That fight has been there for beginning, since the world or the universe was created. There's always a fight between good and bad. They never meet. Good and bad always want to confirm the good one, good and bad. So in us, this verse is Deva and Asura. Deva means that which is divine quality in you. And Asura means the non-divine qualities in you. They always have a conflict. So that's why we live in conflict, because we have both. So Abhud, Yuddham, this Yuddha, this fight happens for 100 years. Vedas say the complete age, complete lifespan is 100 years. We are to live for 100 years. So Deva, Suram, Abhud, Yuddham, Purna, Mabd, Shatam, Pura. For 100 years, this battle goes on. So this battle goes on and on and on. So one time, the Devas, the divine thought, is there an end to this battle? So they went to Lord of Preserver, Vishnu. Tatra surair gate sunyam. They went to the Vishnu. Vishnu says, I know why you came, all the divine beings, all shining beings which are Devas. Deva, the divine, Asura, demonic, non-divine. So they all go to Vishnu. Vishnu takes them to Shiva. And all together meditated, and their Shakti, their divine powers came out. And their divine power formed a form of lady, Mother Divine. That is what the concept of Durga is as described in the Durga Saptashati. So when a form of a woman or a lady was formed in front of them, and they all, Shakra, Daya, Suragana, Nihate, Itivirye, Shakra, Indra, and all Vishnu and Shiva, and they're all many forces of the universe. They saw, they were Atyadbhutam, they were mesmerized. So they gave, you know, like we give out of compassion, out of love, you know, gift. So they want to gift to her. So, Shulam, Shulad, Binis, Krishe, Dado, Tase, Pinakadhrik. Shiva, his trident, he gives his trident to Mother Divine. And Vishnu gives the chakra. So all of them, whatever their weapons or what they were equipped with, they offer to the Mother Divine. So when you see a picture, Mother Divine has so many arms and weapons. So it's given by all the Devas. So what is Mother Divine? Is the combination of all the Shakti's energy form of all the Devas. That is what Mother Divine is. So when they gave, they began to sing the glory in the fourth chapter, some of them which I... Tvam Vaishnavi Shaktir Ananta Virya Vishwasya Bijam Paramasi Maya. O Mother, you are so beyond even our minds, our buddhi. You are the Maya, you are the delusion, illusion, and you are beyond Maya, delusion and illusion. You are the Shakti of Vishnu, you are the Shakti of Shiva, you are Shakti of all of us. The another prominent text is happens in Sadagram, many times recitation, unbroken recitation of 1,000 names of Mother Divine. Lalita Sahasranam. They begin to recite, and that's how the 1,000 names came. So even in this, Shri Mata, Shri Maharagi, Shri Mat Singhasaneshwari, Chidagni Kunda Sambhuta, Devakarya Samudyata, she was brought forth for the sake of demolishing, deleting, washing all asura, non-divine tattva elements. So that the concept of mother or the principle of mother worship is that I will be completely filled with this divinity and principle of Jagdamba, the mother, so that asura, non-demonic or non-divine battle will end. Then you are forever in this compassion, you are forever in giving, forgiving, whoever comes. Like we read, living with the Himalayan masters, we have seen Swami Veda. He's always loving. Even if you say something bad to him, he still loves you. If you criticize him, he will love you more. And we think, how is it possible? He's not trying. He's not purposely showing. It's the nature. And what's that nature? Nurturing. Like mother. It's a mother. Their mother. Swami Veda told him many times, and I'm sure he told here to you too, that he used to call Swamiji as mother. And he would correct himself. And Swami said, no, this is okay. Mother. Because we are worshipper of mother. Brahma with Brahmaiva Bhavati. Once you become a worshipper of mother, you become mother. You begin to exhibit those qualities. Because everyone is child. I remember one time, Swamiji, you know, hospital, how big is it right now? When there was only one room, and Swamiji has invited the chief minister of UP at that time to inaugurate. A couple of doctors from here went. Chief minister spoke. Then Swamiji came. Swamiji said to him that I need your help because wherever I go, I am having really hard time to complete this project because they held all these work behind and they want me to give them bribe. And I hate them because they all are my child. So those words I remember that he's saying, everyone, whether you are good or whether you are bad, whether you're listening to me, whether you are not listening to me, you are my child. No matter how useless, quote unquote, you are, but for a mother, the kids are never useless. That's the quality of a mother. Matri. Vedas say Matri Devo Bhava. The mother is divine, and divine is mother. The moment the word divine comes, is mother is associated. And the moment the word mother comes, the divine is associated. They are like Puraka, two sides of the same coin. So when I sing, I become aware of this presence of the mother divine. So that's how the concept of Durga, the thousand names, Devakarya, Samudyata, then she became a means and the ways of, I will use the word killing. Killing means when killing, not in a sense the word killing gives you the meaning, but killing means here that you are so persistent, so committed to remove that concept from you. That is what killing means in Sanskrit. Okay? So she kills all the Mahishasura and Dhumraketu or Shumbha, Nishumbha. All of those are our negative quality, you know, negative aspect of in our, you know, like anger and hatred and this and that, which are constantly allowing us not to feel that mother in us. How can I forgive him? How can I forgive her? How can I do that? You remember all malice. Mother don't. The mother concept, the principle of Jagadamba is something that you simply do nothing than just simply forgive. Because Yadevi Sarva Bhute Sukshamarupena Samstita. Fifth chapter talks about how many forms that can be brought in when you live in the world. She is the mother, of course. She is the forgiveness. She is the wealth. She is the anything that relates to you, it's mother. So when I tell sometimes, if one is being sad and you are trying to figure out what am I supposed to do, do nothing. Just sing the glory of mother. Meditate. She will just, you know, her hands on your forehead or head, and it takes all the pain, misery and sorrow. Whenever we would go to Swamiji, he will simply do this. And all of a sudden, something happens. What happened? All sorrows are gone because the mother has touched it. Energy. we speak, Lord, we speak about energy. What is that energy? It's nothing than the mother. Shakti. Two concepts. Swami Ritwan will explain. Two concepts on Saturday. Shiva and Shakti. This whole concept of Sri Vidya is based on Shiva and Shakti. Shri Vidya Paripurna Meru Shikare Bindu Trikona Sthite. So Bindu, that's when it begins. The Bindu, the concept, the principle in us. It's not shown, it's a Bindu. And in that Bindu, that dot, that is where you have to go, that is where you have to meditate. And then you begin to feel, you begin to cultivate. Bhakti is also mother. How do I cultivate bhakti? How do I love my mother? How do I love? There is no how. Compassion. Compassion comes. There is no, Swami Veda said many times, there is no book written how to fall in love, how to create this bhakti. We have this question, how do I? Mantra, I do mantra, but I don't feel connected. I do mantra, but I am not yet connected to my mantra. It just doesn't come. I don't feel a connection. Because the bhakti is missing. Because it's a machine. Words, you, and mantra, separate. Bring all of them. Pour your heart. Feel that this is the remedy given to me. Feel that this is the only thing that I ever received. Those kind of concepts are concept of feeling gratitude. Feeling thankful. Feeling grateful. Those who are mother worshippers, they always think mother. They pray every morning. Yadevi sarvabhuteshu matri rupena samsita namastasye 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 namo nama 3 times. I bow my head to the mother who is. And then there are concepts of ourselves or of the world that is the mother. Bhakti is also a mother. So this Shakti that we talk about, it, the energy, and I want to learn this, everything is governed by the Shakti. Everything is moving within and without, outside and inside, in the Pinda and in the Brahmanda, in the universe or in this small universe of myself. It's happening because of Shakti. Shiva Shakti. We recite this prayer, evening prayer. Shiva Shaktya Yukto Yadi Bhavati Shaktah Prabhavitum. If the Shakti is taken out from the Shiva, it becomes Shava, the dead. Shava Asana, coarse posture. So in order for Shava, dead, to come into life, you have to add Shakti, E. So that Shakti is mother. That is why Sri Vidya becomes a sublime path. That is what the foundation of Himalayan parampara or Himalayan tradition is. Leads us to the initiation of Mother Divine. Then that Maya, which was an illusion in the beginning, Maya that is not real, takes the form of Mahamaya, Great Mother. There is no way we can ever cross Maya. We will have to be so self-realized, and that will take eons. The simple is bow down. Shortcut, simple, don't have to work very hard, bow down. I'm telling you, my father told, this is the first time I'm revealing this. My father said, every morning, do this. That's all you need to do. Like, all humility, I am sorry, and that's it. This is a gesture. Like you have surrendered totally. I know nothing. How can I sing a glory? Even the devas, they were keep singing. And the keep singing. It says the concept was written there that consider that this earth, all the earth is like a paper, and then all the forest of the world made into pen, and the ink is all the oceans of the world, and then you begin to write, you will still not finish the glory of mother. That's how can we understand just because? It's not an understanding kind of thing. It's an experiential, the concept of mother begins with your own mother. You don't have to go far. The mother that brought you into the world, kept you. There are many, 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 many stories about the mother that keeps you in womb. Thankful, grateful. Whatever your mother is, rather than, oh, my mother is this, my mother is that, my mother is this. No, what exactly the mother is, focus on that principle. So then the Mahamaya begins to, Swami Ved once told me, that if you begin to see mother in everybody, what will happen? The Mahamaya becomes happy. Because she sees that you are seeing her in all, and all in her. Then the bhakti comes. Absolute bhakti comes. We have seen photos, those many of you have heard, even witnessed. There are twice a year, 9 nights of Mother Divine comes, Navaratri. And at the end of every Navaratri, Swami Ved will invite all the girls. And he, the way he worships, washes their feet, and the way he, it's just unbelievable. It's beyond words. You can't explain it. All you can do, just watch and experience the bhakti. He's not washing feet of the kids. He's washing the feet of the Mother Divine. You have to have that level of... But it will come slowly if you begin to happen. So if you want to learn this science, the first thing is, sit down, connect with the womb where you were there for 9 months, brought into this world. Even this concept of me was brought into the world by the mother, forever grateful. Because I now have an opportunity to learn more. Now I have an opportunity to perform your action, perform my karma. Now I have an opportunity to get enlightenment. Opportunity came because I came in this world. And how I came? Because of mother. And I'm talking about the divine mother, who is the mother of all mothers. So the moment even that thought comes, you will be absolutely still. And you will be filled with the joy. You will be filled with gratefulness, thankfulness. Has to be. Because it's the power, the shakti, the energy is there in all in this concept. And then you begin to exhibit. Because seva, another word, Swamiji says, Swamiji, what can I do for you? Oh, just help others. Swamiji, what can I do for you? Well, teach others what I have told you. Swamiji, what can I do for you? He will just say, do to others what you want to offer to me. So that is a seva, service to your own tradition, service to your own teacher by serving others. So when you have this concept of forgiving, because it's a mother, motherly. That's why I'm saying, kuputro jayeta kvachadapi kumata na bhavati. Mata, the mother, will never turn away. She will always, always, no matter what, no condition, absolutely considered, she has absolutely pure love, because that is the meaning of mother, mata or matri. That's all you want to know. And sing, learn. Saru Mangal Mangali, everybody knows. Sing every morning, sing every evening before going to bed, or sing morning prayer, evening prayers especially, which are the. If you read Saundarya Lahari, what is Saundarya Lahari? If you actually read, it's just simply a glory of mother. So when you hear the glory of mother, what happens? To me, what happens? I feel happy. I am filled even more grateful that how great is she. How great. And thereby the bhakti, at most bhakti comes in my heart, in my mind, in my breath, in every pore there is, it's filled with that bhakti. And once that is there and you are in that trance of awareness of mother. Shri Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati Sarupini, Trigunatmikai, Bhagavatyai Namah, we call it. She is Mahakali, one who will kill Kali, kills all that is not desirable, that which is negative. And then Mahalakshmi, one who prospers you, that which was created, then the prosperity comes, Lakshmi. And then Saraswati, that prosperity has to be shared, how to use that prosperity, then Saraswati comes. Three forms of mother. Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati. So in the nine nights of Mother Divine, first 3 days Mahakali is worshipped. Because you are preparing, or you are washing, going beyond time. You've been washed off. Then you prepare yourself, construction with Mahalakshmi force, prosperity. You've been prospered into that concept of mother. And then you given the Vidya, the Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge and wisdom, how to use that. That's why they say, Vidya samasta tava devi bheda striyah samasta sakala jagatsu toye kaya puritamam vimetat. Only you, O mother, exist. If I see everyone in you, in everyone, what great worship that would be, or can be. Atma tvam girija mati sahachara prana shariram graham. Atma is that mother divine in you. So you are worshipping to the Atman. And what is the Atman? That mother. The dwells. Atma tvam girija mati. Another form of mother divine is mati, the buddhi, the purest part, the closest part to the Atman is another mati, the mother divine. So the mind is also a mother. That's why I was leading you. The mind, you recite, you become witness by the mind, to the mind, and in the mind is the mind, and leave everything behind. So, Girija Mati, Sahachara Prana Shariram Graham. See, then this Sharira becomes the house that you live in. And our Pranas are the subordinate little mothers. Pujate Vishayo Pabhoga Rachana. And then all that I do with an understanding, with the concept, with an awareness, is my puja, my worship to you, O Mother. Gati Pradakshinya Nidra Samadhisthiti. And all I walk, all I speak is with O Mother, with the awareness of you, it's I am worshipping you at all times. See the wonderful verses there. Later on we see in Durga Saptashati, even the mother was there. Now the negative forces, asura, non-divine, they knew that we cannot now go. So they are approaching in a different way, in a justifying that yes, we are friend to you. They send their messengers to thee. Because sometimes the negative can be a friendly, and you begin to think that yes, it is fine. You justify. So even then, the mother takes the form of buddhi. Your intuition, intuitively then you understand. No, don't compromise. You have to remove them slowly. Go into the path of removing them or path of purification. Maintain the buddhi, the Saraswati, one who keeps your wisdom or keeps your buddhi awake, awakened, so you are able to see. So you don't go into the dark room where you are unable to see. It goes on and on with this. And each time that happens, all what is explained there, all the devas, just they join their hands and they begin to pray. Ishat saha samamalam paripurna chandra bimba nukari kanakottamakanti kantam. The kanti, the beauty. That's why their book, the wave of beauty and bliss. There's nothing else. It's bliss, total pure bliss, and it's beauty. If you want to beautify yourself, if you want to see what beauty is, the mother herself is beauty. The mother herself is the core, is the source of that beauty that you ever want to worship or ever want to feel, ever want to experience. That's all there is. Sing the glory of mother. Meditate. Your mantra becomes mother to you. Your meditation becomes mother to you. It's a concept, it's a principle that you cultivate, that yes, my meditation is mother, my mantra is my mother. What does that mean? That simply means you begin to nurturing your meditation. Here you're having a hard time. Oh, my back hurts. Why can't I sit? I can't do my mantra. Just nurture, lovingly approach, treat, look after you as mother is looking after you. Become your own mother. Own mother means you're nurturing yourself. Nurture. So that nurturing nature, nursing nature comes forth. And then the universal concept of mother, Mahamaya, great mother, becomes happy. And once that begins to happen, you are reaching to the depth of your own meditation. You are reaching the depth of this, which we will talk more. I'm sure Swami Vithwan will speak, and I will speak some of it too. The preparation, how should I make myself that I begin to feel mother? You know, first of all is giving and forgiving. Learn giving and forgiving. It begins with you. Forgive yourself. Can you do that? Don't ever hate yourself. Even if you know that how many mistakes you have made, even if you know how many, I will use the word, sins you have committed. Yes, all is there. Forgive. Because that's what the mother do. Forgive yourself. A mother will just simply forgive. Forgiving. Forgive yourself so that your the foundation of your where actually mother dwells in you can be brought forth. Otherwise you are covering that one and you're going into a negative, into the dark side of this. You have to come back to the light. Tamasoma jyoti. That's why we say that tamasoma jyotir gamaya. Lead me from darkness to the light. So darkness is something that is allowing us to stay this side where there is a darkness. I am not unable to see. Gratefulness, that I am grateful to the mother that I came to this world. I am thankful that I exist. Thank every time you think, thank that principle, principle of Jagdamba, principle of mother. And you just sing. Singing doesn't have to be that you have to learn the mantras or the verses that I'm reciting. If you can, by all means, I can teach. But singing simply means awareness. Mantra, like you are in the mantra awareness, that's you are singing the mantra. You are singing the glory. Mantra is, what is mantra? Mantra, matrika, all of that is all feminine. Feminine. Energy, shakti is why feminine? Because mother. Everything is mother. Comes from mother, goes back to the mother. Mother of the universe. Swami Veda says, and the scriptures say, she is not only mother of this universe, but she is the mother of three universes. Tripur Sundari. Sundari means the most beautiful one ever, the mother of three universes. That is how one begins to feel, that is how one begins to experience this concept. And merely, if we have not ever done this, to me, if I were you, and first time, if I hear that the Himalayan tradition is the tradition of mother worship, Himalayan tradition is the tradition of the highest path of known as Sri Vidya, that's where we are to be led, we are to reach mere that very thought gives me a joy, gives me happiness, gives me something that I begin to feel great. Because I am part of this tradition that maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe day after tomorrow, one day, and you make a sincere effort that somebody will come and will give you that science or give you that vidya or lead you, whatever. Depends where I am, where you are, will be given somewhere, somehow. But that is not even a question. The question is, I want to be in that mode, in that experience, I want to experience so that I'm so grateful that I'm part of the tradition, and this tradition one day will make me experience that worship of Mother Divine. Okay. Just by that, you begin to nurture, you begin to nurse yourself. Take care of yourself, take care of yourself. We always say that. Eat well, be well, sleep well, do this. So, how do you do that? That concept that I want to take care of my, I am the divine in me, the self is the mother, and all of that is the in me is the child of that. So the Atman begins to nourish, Atman begins to nurture, and the healing begins to happen. Yadevi sarvabhuteshu shakti rupena samstita namastasyai 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 namo namah. The energy field in me is mother. Shakti rupena, rupena means form. The mother, one who is in the form of shakti in me. Even not only that shakti, but mother, one who is in every form in me, whether nidra rupena samstita, even sleep is a mother. That's why in true sense, yoga nidra is actually known as yoga maya. Yoga maya. If you read the concept of the science of tantra, the Vishnu, the Lord as preserver, is always sleeping in the yoga maya. So in order to awake, in order to make Vishnu, in order to wake Vishnu up, you don't have to go to Vishnu, you go to Yoga Maya and you pray to Yoga Maya. That's what the Brahmaji did with the 17 mantras are there. 17 mantras, and begin to sing the glory of Yoga Maya and then Vishnu. Because when Yoga Maya awakens, Vishnu awakens, means the Lord of Preserver. It's all in me, but it's fast asleep. Sleep with the Yoga Maya. So what am I going to do? The maya, the illusion, that is yoga, I were to worship. That's where the yoga nidra. Swami Veda, you might have heard, yoga nidra is not based on teaching as, technique, do this, which is. But he says, the yoga nidra is actually a process of initiation. Actual yoga nidra is an initiation. But that initiation comes after you have gone through all the training. Then one day, someday, you will be initiated in yoga nidra. So, what is that yoga nidra? Again, worship of the mother. And Lord Vishnu is always sleeping in. So, yadevi sarva bhuteshu nidra rupena samstita. She is in the form of nidra. That's why when you sleep, you invite. One time, I was Osceola, I think, at Horst. We were doing so one day Swami Veda said we would be with him, Swami Rupan and myself, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then we are again up by 6 a.m. prayer. So one day he says, okay, now go to sleep. So I said, I can't sleep. He said, yoga nidra. Invite yoga nidra. He says, just sleep and ask her to take you into her lap. And that's it. And he said, recite. So this is how the yoga nidra. He said, just go and just invite her. Invite the yoga nidra. And that's how you do. That's why I tell people, when you are not falling asleep for some reason, whatever, so don't go to finding the reason. Why am I not falling asleep? What's wrong with me? What do I do? So you spend hours by finding out, and you will never find out. So therefore, give up everything, relax, watch your breath, do your mantra. That's all you need to do. I tell people, if doing this, if you actually don't sleep, but at least you have done something better, rather than all kind of things which are not useful. That is Yoga Nidra. Yadevi Sarva Bhuteshu Lakshmi Rupena Sansthita. She is then Lakshmi, the prosperity. Then you begin to prosper in the practice that you are undertaking. Prosperity has to be there. And how the prosperity happens? With her own help. It's the mother one who makes you to do the practice, is the mother one who makes you to prosper, is the mother who blesses. Everything is governed by the mother. Because Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, she is the Devi, the mother, or the divine Sarva in all Bhutas, in all elements, breathing and non-breathing beings. Namaste, namaste, namaste to you. I hope it's helped or didn't help. I don't know what Mother Divine is. I'm trying to experience. All I do, sing her glory, and I pray to her that someday I have that compassion what Mother is made of. She is absolute, she is the ocean of compassion. She is the ocean of this kindness, and she is the ocean of everything that there is to be, that which helps us to construct and that which helps us to reach to her own being, and that is your own Atman, is the Mother. So you come out of the womb of Mother, you go back into the womb of the Mother with this nourishing, nurtured shell into her lap. And that's all I do. I sing, and then one day, someday, I may be, I may not be, that's not even a question, simply vowing to her and trying to understand. So I wish you very well with that concept, and come back on Saturday. We'll share some of the things and see what that is all about, what can be done, preparation in terms of, mostly is preparation. Last part which we want to get is not hard. Samadhi, like we speak of in yoga, samadhi is instant. Samadhi actually is instant, that's all. Instant means it's just within microsecond. But what is taking time, been meditating for years, hasn't happened because preparation part is not yet completed. So all prepare yourself, you know. So like the thought is that we want to, Swami Veda wanted a shrine, Mother Divine shrine here now. So in order to have a Mother Divine shrine, we'll have to be eligible, qualified to have that shrine. So in order to have find and acquire that eligibility and the qualification, let's prepare for 1 year. What are those preparations? So that we can actually have a shrine and worthy child of the mother, that we can meditate by coming here and make an absolutely vibrant shrine here, so that it brings that kripa, it brings that compassion, and nourishes her, us in all aspect of our life, so that we feel absolutely healed. So it will take time, and we will share what can be done and how it can be done and so on. So that would be the workshop on Saturday. Please do come. And then there's a havan on Sunday, a special havan we'll do with the nyasas and so on. Will be very, very uplifting. And what that havan is, again, Agni. Agni mele purohitam jata beda se sunavam so mamarati yato nidahati beda sana parsa durgani vishwa navi sindam duratati agni. It's also mother. So Agni is also mother. Agni will burn. So you are invoking the presence that burn all negative, all impurities, so that I can be as pure as it can get to have your darshan, O Mother. So we'll do that on Sunday. And thank you for coming, welcoming me so gratefully, thankfully. I'm very thankful. Anytime, every time I come here and I sit, My thought goes into the first day when I came here. It was 4th of December, 1991, I think. Was it 91? Yeah. And I am so grateful. I am thankful to Guru and to the Mother and to all of you for, you know, giving me such care and welcoming me each time I come. I am so thankful and so nice to see you, and hope to see you all again on Saturday. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, Swami Ridwan. Hari Om.
Stay, and you can also talk to Panaji then. Namaste.